morning. 8:56 a.m. on Tuesday, May the 25th, 2021. I'm running a little late this morning. I started moving when the alarm went off, then got sidetracked for about 20 minutes. Out on the street, it was 8:30, 8 o'clock. But I'm out and moving. I hope I'm not gonna die. The city was spraying some sort of herbicide on the curb to cut down the weeds between the curbstone and the sidewalk. The curb concrete, when is that? And the last quarter mile, I've walked in the evaporating aroma of that. It wasn't objectionable, it just made me wonder. It's like, is this safe to breathe? The guy in the tractor doing the application didn't seem to be wearing any kind of protective gear, so I'm guessing he's going to inhale a lot more of it than I do. So, you wonder. Got my word yesterday. I'm not quite halfway today. I got like 800. So far this morning, I gotta get back, get a fresh cup of coffee, get going again. Should be done by a little. If I sit down and focus and cut out all the distractions, it should be done by a little. In the shade, it's really quite comfortable. In the sun, I don't really need this sweatshirt. I'm just saying. Let me see if I can get it off without doing something rash, like dropping a phone or stopping a recorder or anything. Shade is quite pleasant. Sun, not so much. Which is really why I should be getting underway at 8. Maybe even 7. I slept in a little bit this morning too. That didn't help my timing today. It was much closer to 6 o'clock than it was 5 o'clock when I rolled out. So. My routine's a little skewed. Just trying to make it up as the day goes by. It's not like there isn't plenty of slack in it. Is technically summer. taking holidays. I came by and just didn't. So I finished Tao Wong's for the first war, and it was I was really quite good. I enjoyed it. I ripped right through it, like in 2.5-3 days, and I picked up another one of the Paranormal Women's Fiction stories, Mystical Midlife series. K.F. Breen, B-R-E-E-N-E. It's a fun series, and I like it in particular because the setting is as much character as any of the people. It's fun. It's fun. It's yeah, this is paranormal. Yes, there's a vampire in it. Edgar. Hey, okay. And there are shifters. And, you know, for the most part, these are things that would be, under normal circumstances, hard no for me. It's like, really? Shifters? Vampire? Really? Yeah, we're good. If I had known there was a vampire, I might not have picked it up. That would have been a terrible mistake. Just saying. My nose is gonna run. In these pockets, I have a handkerchief. There it is. Morning. Hi. I'm walking, not talking. The story so far. I can see an ending. The ending I'm seeing today is not the same ending I saw tomorrow. I saw yesterday. I'm not sure it would be the same one I see tomorrow, but there's an ending coming up. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. The book is going to end too soon. I will say that right now. There will be readers who will read this book and go, oh, he was just tired of writing this story, so he just chopped it up. Somebody always complains about that. Always, 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 always complains about it. I talked about this the other day. I was talking about Datum Up. Somebody always complains. Oh, well, he just got tired of it, so he cut it off. But here's the thing. I'm usually tired of the story by the third day. No, that's not true. I'm tired of the story pretty early. It's like, okay, I want to get this story out. And then somewhere in the middle, I think, oh, hey, this is kind of cool. Let's see how this goes. Let's play with this a little more. And before I know it, I've written another 100,000 words. And it's the story that I needed to tell. I think that's going to happen with this series. Is that it's the story I needed to tell, even though it's not the one I thought I was going to tell when I started. But the idea that I would arbitrarily say, oh, no, screw it, I can just stop it here and go do something else. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Funk pose. That's never top of mind. It's never top of mind. I don't usually know when the story is going to end until I've written the last line. There have been some exceptions, but for the most part, I don't know when a story is going to end until I've written the last line. So the idea that I might force the last line just kind of misses the point on the way that I write stories. I don't know where the end is when I start. I don't know where the end is until it ends, which is a little weird, but it's how it works for me. I don't know how it ends until it ends. So trying to force it doesn't work. There's nothing to force to. As I say, okay, everybody dies, that's the end. Not how it goes. Not how it goes at all. Ah, okay. And now I'm in the blinding heat stage of the walk, which is why I think I really need to start thinking about getting out at 7:30. It's 8 o'clock. I'm still active with the Convert Kit group. Am I going to go out this month? I don't know. I find it somewhat frustrating. The community is a good idea. The problem is people don't go to Convert Kit for the community. And most of them don't go to Convert Kit because they understand how anything works. Having a discussion right now about messages that are received but not opened. And everybody wants to resend those messages to people who didn't open them without understanding that the reopens the open flag is client dependent. It's only a guess. It's only an approximation. And it depends on somebody having graphics enabled so that when they open the email message, the little graphical pixel calls home and alerts ConvertKit that that file was opened. And I know this is true because I have an account that's subscribed to it on Thunderbird, and Thunderbird is set to not open graphics by default. It just opens the text and leaves a placeholder for any graphics that might appear. And so when I send a broadcast message and look at that account, even if I open the message, ConvertKit says, no, it was received but not open. And it doesn't get flagged as opened until I turn on graphics. So I know this is the case. I know this is exactly how they're doing it. It's the pretty much industry standard way of detecting opens. It's just a question. I don't know if they count it as open if you click a link that's in the email, even if you don't have graphics. I should check that. I'll test that the next time we send out a broadcast. But the idea that you should spam those unopens back to people is like, no, I want them to get this message. They really have to get this message. It's important to my business. Yeah, maybe it is. It may not be important to them. That's the problem. It may not be important to them. And if they have already received it, and you send it to them again, are they going to be happy with that? Some won't care. Some won't notice. Some will think, I could have sworn I just read that message. Some will go, I'm done. Bye.
Good morning.
Morning. Yeah. I did not need a sweatshirt this morning. I need to factor in time of day along with ambient temperature. Guys, it was just barely 60 degrees when I started out. I'm willing to bet 40 minutes later it's closer to 65. So there's this interesting problem that people have with social media, and that's that mostly they don't understand how it works. They don't understand why it works. And so they do things that make it operate in ways they're not prepared for. The more people you have, the better off you are, right? No, not even close. Oh, did you get a new dog? You did. You got a new buddy. You got a new buddy.
No, I don't walk her hardly. She won't go on a leash. Once in a while I treat her and just walk her around the block.
It's the guy who used to walk a little, I don't know, the palm or something. I used to see him every day. He walks early. So I'm likely to see him more often if I walk earlier. But I noticed he wasn't walking with the dog. And it turns out that somebody poisoned the dog. He died. She's walking with a new little dog right now. It won't go on a leash, so it doesn't do it very often. Anyway. I'm back. I'm at the back gate. I'm standing in the shade. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.